A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Yud Aleph, Eruvin 11b, pagination page 22. We get to the heart of the matter, how to build an Eruv, an enclosure around a person's property or a city. Starting from in the wide lines, about 11 lines down, the first word on the line is gufa. And then we begin. Amar Rav Chista said, Suras ha-Pesach, the image of a doorway, Sha'asa menatzad, if you made it from the side, lo asa v'lo klum, it's nothing. Atzuras ha-Pesach, as we know, and we'll see later on the page, is two uprights, the doorposts, and then the lintel, the crossbeam, going across the top. The uprights are called lechayayim, or lechi for singular. The crossbeam is called a korah, a beam. What the Gemara is telling us is that if you did it to the side, meaning the uprights are not directly underneath the crossbeam, but rather to the side of it, they do not meet directly the underside of the korah, then it would be no good. What needs to happen is that the crossbeam literally be placed on top of these two uprights, or the reverse description, when you're placing these uprights, you must place them directly underneath the crossbeam. In dealing with a city Eruv, typically, we don't wire our own wires throughout the enclosure, but we try to use existing wires, such as the telephone wire that goes across anyway in the perimeter of the area we want to enclose. One would think at first glance that you already have an enclosure. You have the telephone pole and you have the wire. What could be wrong? But the moment you've learnt this Gemara and then you look at the way the wire meets the telephone pole, typically the wire is going to the side of the telephone pole and not directly above the telephone pole as we need. Sometimes the wire goes above the telephone pole using a bracket or something, and that would, in many, many cases, that's fine. But typically, it's going to the side of the telephone pole and is not good on its own. What we do is we run a special strip of some sort. We place some sort of lechi underneath the wire, and that is our lechi, because the lechi that we're going to use has to be directly underneath the wire. That leaves for some creativity. In older times, probably like 20, 30 years ago, they would put a 2x4 underneath the wire, attached to the telephone pole, sticking out, so that the assumption was that this 2x4 would be underneath the telephone wire. Later, they found that the telephone poles are on an angle, they shift, there's some give there, and the rule of a lechi is that it has to be directly underneath, meaning even if the lechi also goes on an angle for whatever percentage angle it is, but the projected line goes directly up, 90 degree angle, straight up. If you want to consider the top of the lechi underneath the wire, it has to indeed be underneath the wire. Projecting it on its angle so that it hits the wire doesn't help us. Go straight up. And therefore, some people introduced other solutions, the chicken wire solution you'll see in some communities. But the ideal, correct, most foolproof method is the method of running a plastic strip along the side of the telephone pole, which directly meets the telephone wire that you're using. And you could see it meets that wire. It touches its underside, and that gives you Yetzirah HaPesach. Va'amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda also said, Tzuras HaPesach she'amru, the Tzuras HaPesach, this door frame that they described, Tzuricha she'tehe b'riya kidei lahamid ba'delas. It has to be strong enough that you could put on a door. Va'afilu delas shalkashin, even a straw door, very light door, but it has to be enough that you could put on a door. So, I don't know how heavy a door of straw is. Maybe you have it. But the provocative question comes up because there's a case that you're allowed to make a lechi out of thick plaster. You just keep putting on plaster until it develops a thickness. And that's your lechi. If that's your lechi, how do you attach a door of straw to that? And the answer is that together with its support, together with the telephone pole, it is strong enough to affix a door of straw. So that's an interesting provision that's required over here, but you have to know exactly how you apply it. It has to be strong enough, but it is strong enough if you include its supporting facets. Let's skip a brief piece here of three lines, and then we'll continue in the middle of a line. Tana Tzuras HaPesach. We learned a Tzuras HaPesach Sha'amru, that they said, Kanamikan, there's an upright over here, Vikanamikan, and there's an upright over here, Vikana Al Gabeyan, and there's a crossbeam going across the top. Tzurichim Liga O Ein Tzurichim Liga. Does the crossbeam have to touch the uprights, or the reverse? Do the uprights have to be so high that they touch the crossbeam, or not? Are we allowed to say, good asik, in this case, sending up the projection as if it keeps going up? In other words, the upright only has to be 10 tefachim high, and then it'll just project up. Can you, in fact, do that in this case? Keep in mind that one of the reasons we're so meticulous in Erevin is because we've literally whittled this down to the absolute bare minimum. And you can't whittle it down anymore. We allow a string going across to be the crossbeam. It could be a chevel, a rope. It could be simply the bare minimum. Likewise, the uprights, they have to be, and we'll see in a moment, they don't have to touch. And that's why we're so meticulous in Erevin, because we've already whittled it down to the absolute bare minimum of what's considered a door frame. The logic of the door frame, by the way, is fairly easy to explain. It's logical. They're not requiring a true wall around the enclosed area, but rather the same way that in your house you have a doorway, and that's allowable. You don't call that a breach in your house. People have door frames. People have doorways. So they allowed you to do one door frame next to the other, ad infinitum. You just keep doing door frames around. And that's acceptable because it's a degree of enclosure. Where do you see it's a degree of enclosure? In your house. You see it's a degree of enclosure. There's a level of enclosure with such a thing. And we whittled this down to the bare minimum. Rav Nachman Omar, Ein Tzirichim Liga. Rav Nachman said, you don't have to have them touched. They bring an interesting proof. If you drop down about five lines, six lines, you'll see the word Tinyana towards the middle of a line. And the case is Kippa. A doorway that's done of stone. Take a look at the picture in Rashi, inner margin. Kippa, Rab Meir Mechayev b'mezuzah. Rab Meir says that it's obligated in a mezuzah. What does it mean it's obligated in a mezuzah? It means it's considered a legitimate doorway. Now, the uprights are over there marked until the point where there's like a little line showing you that from then on it starts arcing. Those are the uprights. And where's the crossbeam? Across the top. They don't touch. There's stones in between. And from there, you see that the uprights do not have to touch the crossbeam.
If the ark's not considered a crossbeam?
The ark is not the crossbeam. The Gemara develops it and says how the dimensions are situated, but for whatever reason, it's not the ark that's the crossbeam. There's a crossbeam further up. Right. The Gemara is a drop developed. Abaya qualifies it, but the Gemara brings a proof from the case of mezuzah that such a thing is considered a valid doorway. It is true that in many of our Erevin, we use an ark as a... the upright goes and then turns and becomes the cross wire. Sometimes it's the same piece. Mm-hmm. And that works. Also proved from Kippa. But the Gemara is bringing a proof that it should work even if it doesn't touch.
It does touch, but it should be not more than 10 tefachim, right? In between.
There's no such requirement. No. The problem is getting it aligned. You have to make sure that it gets aligned. Mm-hmm. There's no requirement how far you could project up. Yeshikarach, have a great day.